North Carolina's attorney general has dropped all charges against three former members of Duke University's lacrosse team. Last year, the players, all white, were accused of raping an African-American woman who was hired to perform as a stripper at a team party. The rape charges were dropped in December, and yesterday, Attorney General Roy Cooper dismissed the remaining counts of kidnapping and sexual assault. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Yesterday's decision ends a year-long criminal case that initially sparked nationwide outrage about an alleged brutal attack and later led to widespread accusations of blatant prosecutorial misconduct. North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper said his three-month investigation found no truth to any of the criminal allegations stemming from the infamous spring break party. He said there was no rape, no sexual assault, no kidnapping, and no reason for the three players to have faced prosecution.
Based on the significant inconsistencies between the evidence and the various accounts given by the accusing witness, we believe these three individuals are innocent.
Cooper said the accuser in the case, one of two strippers who performed at the party, may believe the conflicting story she's given about being assaulted there. He suggested there's information in her personal history that could explain her altered perception of the night's events. But while Cooper was understanding about the accuser's situation, he was not so kind to the prosecutor who originally brought the case, Durham, North Carolina District Attorney Mike Nifong, who now faces ethics charges for the way he handled it. Cooper described Nifong as a rogue who overreached when faced with a potentially explosive case.
There were many points in this case where caution would have served justice better than bravado. Regardless of the reasons that this case was pushed forward, the result was wrong.
After Cooper's announcement yesterday, the three accused ex-players and their attorneys held a long, sometimes bitter news conference where one lawyer referred to Nifong as a coward, criticized Duke professors for not supporting the lacrosse team, and accused a local newspaper of publishing lies. Former player Dave Evans, who was indicted a day after he graduated, described the last year of his life as like going to hell and back.
It's just a testament to all of our character that we never lashed out. We stood there strong. If you want to know what character is, walk around your campus and see signs with your photo all over it and wanted signs and have people in the media relating you to Hitler when you've done nothing wrong.
Defense lawyers said the players are not proud of throwing the party, which included not only the strippers, but underage drinking, threats of violence, and an exchange of racial slurs. But they said that behavior pales in comparison to what the three defendants were put through. 21-year-old Reed Seligman was a college sophomore when he was indicted.
For everyone who chose to speak out against us before any of the facts were known, I truly hope that you are never put in a position where you have to experience the same pain and heartache that you've caused our families.
At the news conference, the ex-players were surrounded by dozens of friends and former teammates who boisterously applauded their statements and wore buttons and other symbols of support. But the reaction was very different at North Carolina Central University, a predominantly African-American school the accuser used to attend. There, students gathered to watch the attorney general's statement on television, and junior Brooke Gibson said many are disappointed the case didn't go to trial.
I think it's all about money and class and race. That's what it all boils down to. I really do. I know that if that was a party full of African-American males and two Caucasian females, it would not be the same thing, and that's not fair.
Several Durham community leaders, including officials of the NAACP, called yesterday for healing and reconciliation in light of the racial and class divisions the case helped expose. But several contentious matters still remain to be settled. District Attorney Nifong faces disciplinary hearings that could lead to his disbarment, and lawyers for the three ex-players won't rule out the possibility of filing civil suits to try to collect damages for Nifong's alleged missteps. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.